Good morning, and we wish you a happy Mother's Day. And we're so glad that you've chosen to worship with us, whether you're here in person or whether you're on the parking lot or whether you're listening later on the website. We're so glad that you're here. So good to see some of you that haven't been able to come lately. And we're so glad that we've just come to worship the Lord together. It's a good day. The Lord's given us a beautiful day. It's a good day to be in the Lord's house. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us. We thank you for your love and your care. Father, I pray that today the Spirit of God would touch every heart. And Lord, you know if we're here with joy because of Mother's Day or if there's a sadness because we've lost a mom or a child, or maybe we never had a person never had kids. But Lord, I thank you that you're the mender of broken hearts, and you rejoice with us as we rejoice. You sorrow with us as we sorrow, and always you love us. And so, Father, as we worship the Lord today together, may the Spirit of the Lord just touch each heart. You know where we are. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, physically. And so, Lord, just meet us at our greatest point of need. And we sure do thank you for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Boy, what a pleasure. It's so good to see you out there today. What a good-looking crowd. Aunt Bertie, so good to see you. Love you, dear. We had a little talk last night, maybe about 35, 40 minutes, somewhere along in there. It's so wonderful to see you all. It's good to see you all. Good to have all of you back. And it's good to be Mr. Jay Julius back here. It's good. Jay, I know you've been battling pain, and it's so good to see you back and being with us again, all of you. And Miss Barbara, is always a pleasure. So good to see you. All right. Yes, Miss Betty's. I hadn't seen Miss Betty in how long, Miss Betty? It's been a year maybe. It's good to see you. Yeah, that's right. And Eva Ann, she's back with us. So we're getting everybody back where we need to be, and it's so good to see you all again. Well, today is Mother's Day, but another day, something else is happening today. If you get a chance, say happy birthday to the pastor. Today is his birthday, Pastor Ed. And matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. I don't do this a lot, but I'm going to go ahead and sing you happy birthday. We'll all sing together. Are y'all ready to go? Here we go. Yeah, we could do Wish You a Merry Christmas or something. All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Ed. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Pastor Ed and I have something in common. We were both probably born. I was born actually on Mother's Day. I really was. My mother told me, she said, you were a pain then, but thank God you're not now. And that's what she'd always say. And I really was. I weighed 9 pounds and 7 ounces. Mother said, what a Mother's Day gift that was. So anyway, I know you had to, your birthday falls on Mother's Day once in a while.
I don't think so, because Dad was out plowing and I was born at home.
All right. Well, back to Mother's Day. Let's sing our hymn sing this morning, and we'll sing the one that we do every single year, Faith of Our Mothers. It'll be up on the board for you. So, okay, as we stand together, please.
Faith of our mothers lives.
Somebody speak to this morning. Yes. Yeah. I did not mention this morning, and when you go calling names, you get in trouble every time, and you'll miss somebody. But Cynthia's back. I hadn't seen her in a while, too. So, Cynthia, it's good to see you this morning, too. And I believe that's everybody that I haven't seen in a while, anyway. So anyway, congratulations, everybody, for feeling better, and we're glad to have you here. I have some announcements for you this morning, and of course, Mother's Day, we'll be recognizing our mothers at the end of the service today. Our children's home food drive for totaled $1,295, and that's just for the cash and the money, not counting the food that you brought too. So a very good offering, and I think that's very, very good. On May the 23rd, we'll have a guest speaker here, and he will be preaching in order for a pastor search committee from Centerview to hear this man preach. So Pastor Ed has agreed to let this preacher come here and to do a trial sermon, I suppose that'll be, for the people at Centerview. So that's what's going on. So I'm sure we'll have a good message, and we'll miss Pastor Ed's preaching, but we'll have a good message that Sunday, I'm sure. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the barbecue. And so, Brother Jeff, if you will, talk about those two creatures at the top of the page there.
If y'all haven't caught your butt, see about this man. He's got tickets. And we need you to go ahead and get your orders in. One thing, the chicken, we're hearing there's a chicken shortage. As I understand it, COVID has scared all the chickens to death. So...
Thank you, son. Well, you know, it's kind of funny about the chicken shortage. The thing that there's shortage most of is the wings. That's the part I never ate when I was a boy, you know? And I just read it for my mama to eat them. I thought my mother loved them, and I found out that she was just letting us have the best part. But anyway, the chicken wings are the ones I think really short, so they don't have but two, right? So, but anyway, we'll get it. Right, Jeff? It'll come. We'll be able to do it. All right. Okay. Any other announcements before we go? Anything at all before that I've overlooked? Okay, all right. Prayer requests. Let's go to our prayer request. I had a call from Reverend Terry Burris. Terry is next week going through some serious tests, and that could mean surgery. And if he said this surgery happens, it'll be a serious surgery. His heart's again. Terry's had problems with his heart for a long, long time, as you know. But he's asked us to pray for him. In these tests, that these tests will not be to the point where he'll have to have that surgery. Talked to David Talley this morning. Stacy is sick at home this morning. We need to lift her up before the Lord this morning. Marie Andrews, we asked to pray for her. That's Butch Pressler's daughter, and Butch runs the parts store here in town. And let's remember Marie Andrews. She has some health issues that we need to lift her up before the Lord. Need to pray for all those who lost property and all those who came through the storm. And, you know, you didn't even realize at my home, we didn't even realize we had a bad storm around because we got very little wind. But you come down here and Greg and David and there's some other people, your brothers, Rita, some people that lost a lot of things. And I saw Greg's barn was down. And, Greg, I'm glad to hear this morning that you all are getting back to some kind of normal. And not totally, but let's remember them and pray for them and pray for David. And I think he lost a barn. And so there's some things that went on. And, of course, then we need to remember Vivian Austin. And they've the home place there was, it was damaged. Big tree fell down there. And so let's keep them in prayer as well. Anybody else that, that had damage that we need to remember? Or anybody, any other prayer requests?
I've got a couple that have been on our prayer list, but Virginia Haycock.
Virginia Haycock? Okay.
That's David's son-in-law's mother. She's having pancreatic cancer. And then our niece, Nicole Johnson, continue to remember her as she's fighting to get healthy.
Okay.
And then last week I mentioned Phyllis Sedberry, my brother-in-law's mom. She's
okay.
She's diagnosed with ALS, so please keep them in.
Now, what was wrong with Phyllis?
Phyllis has ALS.
Okay. Okay.
She's starting to lose.
Okay. And I had some other back. Yes, Tamara.
Yes.
She has, but this week, made a wonderful recovery somewhat. She has been moved to a rehab facility. Okay.
So please, please keep Priscilla in prayer. She's got a long way to go.
Good. Well, that's a praise report that she has made progress. That's right. Okay. Anywhere? Yes, Rita.
Karen's going to be having surgery on Thursday.
Karen, okay. Okay. Anyone else? I thought I saw another hand go up. Okay. Yes, Will.
Like Ron said with the Aunt Nicole, I want you to also put my cousin James Johnson on the prayer list because he slowly lost faith. He said that he was agnostic yesterday. He thinks that if God was real, God would have already cured.
Okay, all right.
Praise report.
Yes, sir, Robert.
12 years ago today, I had a bad motorcycle wreck.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the good Lord and the prayers from everybody from this church, I wouldn't be able to sit here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And speak.
Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord, Robert. It's good to have you. Good. Good to see you well. Playing golf? Not so well, right? But playing golf.
I mean, that is true. He doesn't play golf.
He's
trying.
No, I'm teasing him. Anyone else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today, Lord, and thanking you for another opportunity. Lord, we're thanking you for the opportunity we can be here in your house and we can fellowship together this morning. And Lord, as I look out across the crowd this morning, I'm so thankful, Lord, that they all prioritize their time to be here in your house today. We thank you for this Mother's Day and for all the faithful mothers that are here today. Lord, we thank you for the praying mothers. Lord, I don't know where I would be without a praying mother. And I thank God for her and her life that she lived. But now, Lord, as we go forward today, Lord, there's those that we have on our list today that have been asked and ask us to remember. And Lord, I'd like to specifically lift them up to you today, Lord. We pray for Reverend Terry Burris as he is undergoing tests next week. We pray, Lord, for healing for his body. We pray for Stacy today as she's homesick today. We lift her up before you. Marie Andrews, Lord, as she has health issues, we ask, Lord, that you would fit a blessing and fit a healing to her body, we pray. And then, Lord, for all of us and all those in our community who have lost property and who have suffered damage, first thing we wanted, Lord, is to thank you. Thank you, Lord, that there was no serious injuries. Thank you, Lord, that it was no loss of life. But, Lord, these things can be replaced. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the strength you'll be giving us, Lord, to get things back to normal. But we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. And we pray, Lord, you'll bless them as they put things back to order. We pray, Lord, for Virginia Haycock this morning, for Nicole Johnson. We pray, Lord, for Phyllis Sedberry. For Becky Parker, Lord, we praise and thank God for the praise report we've heard this morning. We thank you for her. Lord, we pray for James Johnson as he is suffering some faith issues. We lift him up. Lift up those who will be witnessing to him. And Lord, let him see that there's advantage of knowing you as his personal Savior, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for Robert this morning as he has given a praise report that he is whole and with us today, Lord. And indeed, Robert did suffer a bad accident. But thank you, Lord, for your healing. And thank you for him being with us today. And now, Lord, as we go forward this morning and we go forward in this service today, we would lift up Pastor Ed to you today. What a blessing he is to our church. And Lord, we ask that you would be with him today. Give him the words that we need of during this time. And Lord, if it be someone here that needs to make a decision for you, Lord, we pray the day would be the day. Those on the web, Lord, listening, we pray for that. If there's a decision needs to be made, Lord, that they would, the day would be the day. And now, Lord, we pray to go with us now the rest of this service, Lord, as Kathy comes to sing. We lift her up to you, Lord, and we pray for her. And thank you for your many, many blessings that you give us each and every day. And this prayer we pray in your name. Amen. Miss Kathy, if you would come and witness to us this morning and bless our hearts.
Good morning. I struggle every year when it's Mother's Day if I need to sing a song. As important as mothers are to us, there's not very many songs written about them. This one, I happened to, the other night I was praying about it, and I found this one. It was written by one of my favorite Christian artists, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And he actually wrote it as a tribute to his wife, and I thought it'd be absolutely perfect for the mothers today. So happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, who's listening from home. And if you'll just pray for me as I sing, I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It's a wonderful tribute.
Heartbeat at a time.
Children, you may be dismissed. They're so cute.
Amen.
Amen. Love the little kids. Of course, love the big kids too, and the and the older folks.
Amen.
That's the thing about the Lord. He just fills our hearts with love for each other. How's the old song go? Give me that old time religion. Makes me love everybody.
Amen.
Makes me love everybody. You know, today's Mother's Day. And so, I'm going to preach you a Christmas song. Sir. We're going to talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, if by some miracle of God, she could come walking down the aisle this morning, we would honor her. Now, we would not fall all over ourselves and worship like a Catholic church would. But we would honor Mary because she is and was the earthly mother of Jesus. That makes her special. That makes her unique. There was only one and will ever be only one, Mary. In the book of Luke, and like I said, it's what we usually read at Christmas. Chapter 1. And we'll start reading at verse 26. Luke 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel,
How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and thy power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You know, several things that you can pick out and just observations in this passage of Scripture. Mary was chosen and favored of God. Out of all of the young women in Israel at that time, out of all of the young women that had been born in Israel up to that time, Mary was chosen. And Mary, of course, was puzzled. I mean, it's not every day that an angel comes popping into the room where you are and has a message for you. And because Mary had never been with a man, she didn't understand how this was going to happen. But once it was explained to her, did you notice how quickly Mary said, Yes. Would you not have been inclined to say, No, wait a minute here. Let me get back to you on that one. Let me think about this for a week, a month, 6 months, and you come back and I'll give you my answer. How quickly Mary said yes. It's just amazing. Just in the spur of the moment, when she realized God had a task for her, she said yes. Something else you notice and think about, Mary paid a price. Mary paid a price. Can you think about going home and explaining this to your mom and dad? Can you think about explaining it to your fiance? Oh, an angel came and talked to me and said, the Lord's going to give me a baby. And Yeah, right. That sounds pretty far out to me. Can you imagine the shame and the thoughts that came to her when she had to go and explain to her parents and to Joseph? Not only did she pay that price, Mary put her future marriage on the line. You remember over in the first chapter of Matthew, it says that Joseph found out that she was going to have the baby. And it says Joseph was a just man. And he was going to put her away privately, according to the King James. He was just going to sort of cancel the wedding, pretend that it didn't happen, call it all off. And what changed Joseph's mind? A direct word from God that said, Joseph, it's okay. She told the truth. This holy child is the Son of God. Don't be afraid to take her as your wife. She put her future marriage on the line. She actually put her life on the line. You remember later when they brought the woman taken in adultery to Jesus and said, we caught her, said, let's stone her. Mary put her life on the line. Because the law said stone unmarried young ladies. Praise the Lord, that's not a law today. We don't look at it that way anymore. But she actually put her life on the line by saying yes to the Lord. Mary put her reputation on the line. Forever and ever and ever, the birth of Jesus was considered illegitimate. Do you remember later, the religious leaders threw it up to Jesus? We know who our daddies are, but you don't know who your daddy is. You remember that passage of scripture? I can remember 12 years old. I worked for Jennings Whitley in his grocery store, which is now the fellowship hall for Oak Grove Baptist Church. And I didn't understand it, but there was a girl that kept walking by the store in July and August in a long, heavy winter coat. Everybody else is running up and down the road in t-shirts and shorts, and she's wearing this heavy, long winter coat down to... And I said, what is going on? And they said, she's trying to hide her pregnancy. She's not married. You know, it was considered shameful 50 years ago. Well, that's longer than 50 years ago. 65 years ago. And you see, Mary forever had to live with the shame. But she was willing to say yes to the Lord. Mary also paid the price of seeing her son rejected, spat upon, and crucified. Mothers that have lost a child tell me that it's a pain beyond what we can really understand. I was talking with a lady yesterday afternoon. She had three kids, two boys and a girl. Both boys died with cancer in their late 40s, early 50s. And I said something about being a tough Mother's Day for her. And you could tell the tears, even though we were talking long distance, you could tell the tears that were in her voice over the pain of losing a child. You see, Mary paid a price to be the mother of Jesus. I mean, it's nice to see all the beautiful pictures, and she's got this little halo and all of those kind of things. But Mary paid a price to say yes to the Lord. You know, now, with Mary's sacrifice in mind, let's think for a moment about ourselves. About the sacrifice that mothers make today. Now, all of us had mothers. I know they're working real hard to start growing babies in test tubes, but that's not the way of God. And we all had a mother. If you're here, you had a mother. You may have had a good one. Praise the Lord. You may have had a not so good one. But we all had mother figures in our life. And in some families, you know, the birth mother was a wonderful, godly woman that took care of us. In some families, grandma took over. Some families, maybe an aunt took over. In some families, a big sister. Unfortunately, in some cases, it was a foster mother or a Baptist Children's Home house care worker. But we all had somebody in our lives that were a mother figure to us. And they sacrificed for us. Somebody got up and fed us in the middle of the night. Somebody got up and changed those diapers. That's never pleasant. Never pleasant. I changed enough of them to know it's never pleasant. Somebody made sure that we had something to wear. Somebody sacrificed for us so that we could grow to become the men and women that we are today. Somebody paid a price. And while I was thinking about it, and I didn't catch exactly what Leonard said up here, I was thinking about those memories of 60, 70 years ago when we had fried chicken for Sunday dinner. And in my family's case, it started out with one and then two and then three. Mama had to fry. And I got to thinking about that yesterday, and I got to thinking, was the gizzard and the neck really her favorite pieces of chicken? Or did Mama say, I love the gizzard and the neck, and eat those so that Dad and the boys could have the better pieces of chicken? How many moms did without, or ate a little less, or ate the worst pieces of chicken or the boniest pieces of whatever so that Dad and the kids could have the better? How many moms went without clothes so that the kids could have better clothes? You know, there were sacrifices that were made on our behalf. How many moms went to work when they didn't feel like working, but they needed the money to provide for their kids? It's amazing when we think about it, the sacrifices that were made on our behalf. I'm so grateful, as the old saying goes, that all of us boys had a drug problem. Mama drug us to church every time the doors were open. If West Albemarle was having something, we were at church. We lived close enough that we walked most Sundays. And if the snow was about yay deep, they had church because so many people could walk, or yay deep, and we just walked in the snow. If it was raining, we walked in the rain. If the preacher was good, we went. If the preacher wasn't so good, we went. Mama drug us to church, and I am so grateful. And I'm grateful for the men and ladies that were in West Albemarle Church that nurtured me and taught me and worked with me to help me to grow as a Christian, first to become a Christian, and then to grow as a Christian. Some of them I don't remember. Some of them I can just close my eyes and I can see their faces. Hey, I wasn't any better at Bible school crafts 60 years ago than I am now. But they were patient with me. They looked after me. Somebody sacrificed. I've got a number of copies of their old newsletter, The Communicator. And one of them, it says, lady with six kids, one of them brand new, volunteers to work in Bible school. And then Edith went on and explained, says, since we knew she had a new baby and had six kids and all, we didn't bother to ask her. We thought maybe she needed a break. She volunteered anyway. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Sacrifice. What a difference it makes. I still don't know whether Mama's favorite was the gizzard, but I'll ask her when I get to heaven if I remember. Thank the Lord for the sacrifices that were made for us. Now, with that in mind, let's bring it down even closer to ourselves, men and women alike. My first admonition to myself and to you, and I have to keep telling myself, this is the way I need to be. Be quick to say yes when the Lord selects you for a position, selects you for a ministry. And it doesn't have to be as far-reaching as being the mother of Jesus. The Lord just may lay it upon your heart to pick up the phone and call somebody. Be quick to say yes. I was telling Brother Leonard, got a lady that called yesterday and wishing me happy birthday. And the week before, I just felt led to send her a thinking of you, praying for you card. She started talking about that card after she wished me happy birthday and went to crying. Her sister, and this lady's in her 80s, and her sister had just told her off, hurt her feelings tremendously over something that was not a problem. And she says, I was hurting in your card game. Well, you know, the Lord led me to send that card. I didn't know she was going to be hurting, but the Lord did. Be quick to say yes when the Lord lays something that you need to do on your heart. You know, now I have not heard this in a long time, but it seemed like when I first became a pastor, you'd go to a pastor's conference, and almost every year, some guy would come in and say, the Lord called me to preach when I was 10, 12, 15, 18, 20. And I fought him for 30 years or 40 years. And now I'm 45, 50, 55, and I finally said yes. Well, it's great that you finally said yes. But what about all of those missed years when you could have been preaching the Word of God and serving the Lord? You may know somebody like that. Like I said, it just seemed like it was a regular occurrence when I was a younger pastor. How sad that it takes us sometimes so long to say yes to the Lord when the Lord is talking to us. And as I said, sometimes it's as simple as a phone call or a card. And sometimes it's a call to preach. Sometimes it's a call to do something else. But be quick to say yes when the Lord calls you. Be quick to be willing to serve the Lord and to sacrifice to serve others and to serve the Lord. Interesting thing about the Bible, it depicts Christians not as lords, but as servants. Servants. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter. Gospel of John, the 13th chapter. Beginning at verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. In other words, Peter's saying, hey, I want to be a part of you and wash everything you want to wash. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he saith unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given unto you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Jesus said, I've washed your feet. I've set you an example. I've been your servant. Do the same for one another. And did you notice, since it says in verse 11, you're not all clean, he must have washed the feet of Judas as well as the others. Think of it. Judas is sitting there. Judas knows he's going to betray Jesus in just a few moments. Jesus knows Judas is going to do it. But Jesus didn't skip him. Jesus washed Judas's feet just like he did the others. Folks, sometimes when you serve somebody, they're not worthy. They don't appreciate it. They don't react the right way. But you do it anyway because of the love of God in you and the servant's heart that you have, knowing that this person may reject you. You still show the love of Christ. Now, hey, preacher, is that easy? No. It's no easier for preachers than it is for you. But we serve anyway. And we serve quickly. We serve quickly. I've been talking about the quickly, and I just thought of an illustration that I was talking with a preacher not long ago, this week, in fact. And he said he had a church member come up to him and say, Would you pray with me about so-and-so? And he says, Sure. What about right now? And the lady says, Now? He said, Yeah, now. What's wrong with praying now? He said, Well, our last preacher only prayed for church members on Monday. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Be quick to serve immediately. And be quick to be a servant and not a lord. And just remember, Jesus said sometimes we serve, in the Matthew, the 25th chapter, Jesus said, Inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Think about it. He talks about visiting the sick and feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and all of these other things. He said, if you did it to these folks, you did it to me. I'm thinking about an illustration I read 40 years ago, back in the days when people rode trains. And this big shot speaker was in India, and he was supposed to speak at a conference. And this native Indian, a native from India, met him at the train station. And he very haughtily said to this Indian man, says, "You carry my bags," like he was some kind of servant. And this big shot preacher was his master. What he didn't know was the man he just ordered to carry his bags paid for the whole conference. He didn't look like much as far as the way he was dressed. He was from India, but he was a wealthy man. But he was not so good that he said, "Carry your own bags." He just picked up the man's bags and carried them. Our job is not to lord it, but to serve. Jesus said, "I didn't come, even though I am the Lord and Master, I came to be the servant." And you know, over in the book of Romans, Paul writes to the Romans and he says, "In honor, preferring one another. In honor, preferring one another. Choose to let other people have the higher rank." You remember Jesus told several times parable about you go to a dinner. Don't say, "Oh, I'm going to appear and sit at the head table." Because said the guy that's giving the dinner may come to you and say, "That's reserved for somebody else. You go over and sit in the corner." He said, "It's better if you go sit in the corner." And the guy says, "Come on, we want you up here at a better place." Our attitude as Christians of servanthood makes a difference to a world. Mary was willing to serve in order to be the mother of Jesus. Many of us had servant mothers that were a blessing to us. All of us, men and women alike, can honor Jesus by being servants in our world. Amen. If you're here this morning, you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, please do that today. If you're here and there's some other decision on your heart, we're going to have just a few moments of music. You just walk down the aisle and come and share with me. If you need to come and just kneel and pray, would you come? Father, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the blessings that you've given us. We thank you for the way that you've watched over us and cared for us. Thank you for your precious word. Father, we thank you for the sacrifices that mothers have made on our behalf. But most of all, we thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. For apart from that death on the cross, we'd have no salvation, no hope. But because of that death, all because of your great love, how blessed we are. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now there's be guys at the door with gifts as you leave for the ladies. Okay, thank you.